You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. With the All-Star break continuing, the focus is on the British Open that begins on Thursday. Graham Agars reports.
Bryson DeChambeau will try and follow up his dramatic US Open win. Rory McIlroy will be aiming to put his late collapse at the very same event behind him. And Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler will both be looking to secure a second major for the year. But for any of them to succeed, they will need to deal with the vagaries of Lynx Golf. A challenge Scheffler enjoys.
I just feel like you have to be more creative here, and you know, I love that part of it. I feel like when I do come over here, this is really kind of how golf was intended to be played. I feel like there's a lot more opportunity for shot making and being creative around the greens.
Unexpected bad bounces, gusty winds, rain and cool weather, all part of the Lynx course challenge that will face the field in the 152nd playing of the game's oldest major championship.
WNBA and the Lynx entered a two-game skid, as Jane Ferry reports.
Kayla McBride and Atisha Heidemann led the Lynx to an 86-79 win over the Dream, giving Minnesota a 17-8 record and a share of the Western Conference lead. McBride drained 4 3-pointers while scoring a game-high 30 points. Heidemann provided 16 of her season-high 18 points while the Lynx outscored Atlanta 30-19 in the fourth quarter.
Anybody could just step up, so tonight, it was my night, and I was just super excited and happy to see the ball go through.
Heidemann hit 3 threes in the first 5 minutes of the fourth and blanked a layup to cap a 13-2 run that gave Minnesota an 81-74 lead with 1:26 left. Cheyenne Parker-Tyus had 16 points in Atlanta's 8th straight loss.
In the WNBA's other game, the Wings beat the Fever 101-93. Hockey and a former All-Star and Stanley Cup winner is without a team. Kevin Kulbaugh has the details.
The Carolina Hurricanes have put Evgeny Kuznetsov on unconditional waivers for the purpose of terminating his NHL contract. Kuznetsov was owed $6 million of his $8 million salary in the final year of his deal. General Manager Eric Tulsky said the two sides ultimately agreed this was the best course of action. Reports emerged earlier in the week that Kuznetsov was going home to Russia to play in the KHL. Carolina acquired Kuznetsov from Washington before the trade deadline in March.
Coming up after the break, a baseball preview. The NFL's first overall pick is under contract, and Team USA wins in men's hoops. The MLB schedule resumes on Friday following a four-day break. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said on Sunday that his team needed the time off.
You can say the guys are tired, they might be, and they know the break's coming. So you've been in baseball as long as I have. Whenever there's a definite break coming, you can see sometimes lapses.
Milwaukee entered the break having lost 7 of 10, but the team leads the NL Central by 4.5 games over the Cardinals. The Phillies own baseball's best record at 62-34, though they were 18-3 losers to the A's in their last game. Philadelphia owns a plus 110 run differential and an 8.5 game lead over the Braves. Manager Rob Thompson says his hurlers deserve credit for the Phillies' great start.
Probably our starting pitching. How really good it was, how consistent it was, you know, and it's kind of ironic that you say that on a day you give up 18 runs, but the starting pitch has been really good, and we just got to keep them healthy.
The Dodgers entered the unofficial second half with a 7-game lead over the Padres and Diamondbacks in the NL West. LA is seeking its 4th straight division title and 11th in 12 years. The Yankees owned baseball's best record at 49-21 on June 12th, but they've posted the worst record at 9-19 since, leaving them a game behind the AL East leading Orioles. Still, Yankees manager Aaron Boone is thankful for their current position.
We're in a great spot. I mean, we're what whatever, 100-ish games in. And because of the first half, even through some rough stretches, which we acknowledge, like, it's all right there in front of us. We got the pen. We get to write this amazing script. And that's because we've put ourselves in that position.
The AL's biggest surprise has been the Guardians, who finished 10 games under 500 last season. They currently own the AL's best record at 58-37 and a 4.5-game edge over the Twins in the Central. Guardians manager Stephen Vogt.
Just how much fun it's been. We've had a blast. How hard our guys play. You know, that's the one thing I'll say is win, lose, draw. It doesn't matter if we're up big, down big. Our guys play hard. They play baseball the right way. They're just fun to watch. And what this group has accomplished already is great, and we're not even close to being done.
The Astros are just a game behind the AL West leading Mariners. Not bad considering Houston dropped 20 of its first 30 games. Seattle led the division by 10 games on June 18th, but are 7 games under 500 since. The wildest race could be the NL wildcard, with 9 non-division leaders within 3.5 games of a playoff spot. Consider the Cubs are last in the NL Central, but just 3.5 games behind the Mets for the third wildcard. The AL wildcard appears to be a 16 battle, with the Rays holding the 6th spot at just 5.5 games back. The Bears have signed their top 2 rookies, giving first overall pick Caleb Williams and number 9 Rome Odunze 4-year deals. Williams is the 2022 Heisman Trophy winner, and Odunze set a school record with over 1,600 receiving yards at Washington last season. The U.S. men's basketball team won a pre-Olympic game against Serbia 105-79. Steph Curry's 24 points helped the Americans improve to 3-0 on their 5-game exhibition schedule. Pittsburgh men's basketball coach Jeff Capel has accepted a contract extension through the spring of 2030. The Panthers are 46-23 over their last 2 seasons, reaching the 2023 NCAA tournament. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.